Welcome back to the Early Morning Late Show. Bill Arnold here. You know, my next guest could have been a class valedictorian. She could have been a U.S. senator. She could have been an astronaut. But instead, she decided to write a few books and then in her spare time be my friend. So I'm very excited to have her on the studio line. Lori Pulitt Short is an author, speaker, and all-around wonderful person. She's written a couple of books. The one most recently out is called When Changing Nothing Changes Everything. I know there's that old saying that if nothing changes, nothing changes. But I think she's going to dispel that myth this morning. Lori, good morning.
Hi, Bill. Happy to make those sacrifices to be your friend.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Now, I've heard this all my life. If nothing changes, nothing changes. And that, it's always made a lot of sense to me. But now, all of a sudden, your book says something kind of different, which I like, because we need to look at stuff through God's lens, don't we?
Yes. Absolutely. And I know a lot of people are abiding by that saying, nothing changes. When nothing changes, nothing changes. But I propose that you can actually change nothing and change everything by the way you see.
I love that. So now in your book, you talk about different lenses, which I'm instantly attracted to because I love photography and I've got 6 lenses. So I know every time I put a different lens on my camera, things are going to be different. So you're going to help talk about the different ways in which we see God and God sees us.
Yes. A lot of it came out of the first book that I wrote, which was called Finding Faith in the Dark. It became clear to me that our perspective of God makes such a big difference in our faith. And as I was thinking more about that concept, I really thought, gosh, you know, our perspective shapes so much of our life. Not just in dark times, but really all the time. And much like you just stated, sometimes when we look at something differently, we then respond to it differently, which actually ultimately can make a change in our life. And that's where I got the title, When Changing Nothing Changes Everything. We don't have to change our circumstances to change the way we look at them, which ultimately can make a change in our life. So the four lenses,
yeah.
I don't know if you want me to launch into those at this
point. Well, I kind of do, but let's just set it up by saying, you know, the big question might be, how do we see what God sees?
Yes. Well, I think that God obviously sees multidimensionally, and we so often see myopically. We're just, you know, focused on what's right in front of us or a problem or something we want, and God has such a much bigger picture of our life. And I think we all know that intuitively, because so often we're in a place that we maybe wouldn't choose to be, but God has us there. And so there must be something he is seeing or something he is doing that if we could tap into some of that, it certainly would affect the way we respond to our circumstances instead of just wanting to get out of them. And so this book invites you to see your life from a lot of different perspectives, which hopefully will give you a lot more hope and encouragement about your life.
So there's a lot we could instantly gain and learn about our life situation if we can kind of reframe it and look at how God sees it. So let's talk about the four different views. Let's get started. Let's talk about the big view, the big lens view.
Yes, well, that's where we need to start. And I talk about this idea of pulling back. It's kind of like we would normally look at our life as if we're looking at a microscope, and all of a sudden we pull it back and see all the things that are happening around us. And some examples, and I give lots of them in the book through story, of just realizing the impact you are making every day. So often we aren't aware of maybe what our actions or our relationships or even just in a day, the way we might touch another person that might have an impact in what they do from that point forward. So that's one aspect of the big view. Another aspect is what I call seeing yourself in the middle of the story, which can help you in your circumstances, particularly when you're going through a dark time. And I think we have Joseph to draw from, Joseph in the Bible, because there were so many points in his story where if he interpreted his life based on what was happening to him, he would have lost hope. But each time he was at a different part of his story, and it was leading him to where he was going. And I think sometimes if we look at some challenging seasons and recognize that maybe something's happening in us or something's happening around us that is positioning us for what is to come, that can give us hope and encouragement in dark seasons. And then I also talk about just this idea that we're all here for a limited time. And, you know, I've read the statistics, Bill, 10 out of 10 die. And so we are going to, at some point, we are going to end our time here, which, of course, is just the beginning of eternity. But just that idea, I know that when I get a health crisis, if maybe a doctor gives me a funny look or, you know, I start feeling a certain way and I think, oh, my goodness, is this it? It causes you to look at your life differently. Mm-hmm. And so I offer the perspective that, you know, that the big view kind of lets us look at our whole life and say, gosh, why don't we live every day like that? Why don't we appreciate the things around us like we do when we have some kind of crisis in our life? And so those are some of the different practical aspects of the big view. But essentially what it is really just pulling back and getting the bigger picture of your life, that you're part of a bigger story.
Yeah, you know, you can know a city pretty well, and you can be driving and thinking that you can get somewhere knowing the fastest route. But the guy that's, you know, looking at traffic from the helicopter, he's probably got the best advantage. And you might think you know, but basically at the end of the day, if he says it's true, it's going to be probably pretty true. So
That sounds right. Like
if we got to get up in the copter once in a while and kind of get the big view, don't we?
That's right. That's right. And certainly that's the perspective that God has on our life and probably longs for us to take some time to think about that, at least, so that it impacts the way we live.
I'm talking to Lori Pulitz Short. She's written a book called When Changing Nothing Changes Everything, A Way to Reframe Our Lives Without Changing Anything. How cool is that? We'll take a short break and be right back with more of the Early Morning Late Show.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes.
Back to the show. I have Lori Pulitz Short on the line. We're talking about her latest book called When Changing Nothing Changes Everything. And Lori, we're talking about the different lenses that we need to look through in order to reframe our lives. I think the next one is the present view.
That's right. So the big view essentially is when you pull back and get the bigger picture of your life. And the present view lens, much like when you switch lenses on your camera, pulls you in to what is right immediate around you. It's like you're just getting the close-up view. And I propose that actually God wants us to live in this view in the sense that he is the great I am. He is always in the present. And so often we are mentally living in the past, something that happened that we're dwelling upon or thinking about, or in the future, something we're worried about or hope will happen. And God is in the here and now. He's always in the here and now because he's outside of time. And so he invites us to be tuned in to what is happening around us. And one of the things I say in this section of my book is that a lot of times we're so focused on one door that we want to see open. Maybe it's something we long for in our life or a prayer that's not answered. We're so focused on that we're missing some of what God is doing around us. He might be opening another door that isn't something that we're looking for. But that door is going to lead us to another door, which might lead us to another door, which may, in fact, actually lead to the door that you want, but it's just a different route. And if we have in our minds that God wants to lead us rather than just, you know, so often we're like, God, bless me as I go, instead of where do you want me to go? What do you want me to see today? And that's really what the present view invites.
I got to tell you, Lori, that is one of the harder things to stay focused on is the present. You know, you hear that all the time, you know, just be present in the moment. I don't know about you, but I struggle with that a lot.
Oh, me, yes. You know, just because I wrote a book about it, Bill, doesn't mean I have to.
Right.
I have to remind myself of that all the time. In fact, I have three words that I always try to meditate on, and that's be here now. Be here now, because there's so much happening right around you that God wants us, invites us to see. And, you know, another aspect of that is just the people around you, noticing the people who are around you. And there's a whole chapter on that as well. So, yeah, it is a challenge for sure. But I do believe that God wants us to be able to have this lens in our life.
Yeah, Lori, I love that word notice, because I think we're noticing less and less. I mean, if you walk into any coffee shop or anything, people are only looking at their phones. They're not
absolutely
seeing anything. I mean, you're going to be a thief nowadays. Now's the time to do it, because nobody's paying attention. Just walk up and take their wallet. They're going to be, I think something happened. I'm not sure.
Absolutely.
Okay,
that's true.
Let's talk about a couple more views in our time we have left. Let's talk about the rear view. We don't want to get caught up too much in that, do we?
Well, you know, that's what a lot of people feel and think. I think, why do I want to dwell on the past? But I offer the perspective, you know, I always call God the rear view mirror God, because we see so much more of what he was doing when we look back, and because we have a fuller picture of it. I think sometimes we don't know all that God is doing in the present, and that's part of the challenge of staying in the present. But when we look back, we recognize some of God's faithfulness that maybe we need to see in order to give us courage to move ahead. The Israelites were invited to do that all the time, built little stone altars so that when they went back by that place, they would remember what God had done. And so often in Scripture, when they forgot what God had done, that's when they really lost their way. They became afraid. And we all do that. And so I invite that idea of looking back. I think God calls us to look back. He calls us to that lens. And there's another aspect of that, and that is just looking at our family of origin, that we didn't arrive in a vacuum. We came through certain parents, and certain traits and behaviors may be able to be traced back to that. And when we get clues about that from our past, we can then make a change that might need to happen. So there's so many aspects of the rear view that can be helpful.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's talk about the higher view. So we talked about the big view, the present view, the rear view, and now the higher view.
Yes, so the higher view really is seeing your life for all that God wants it to be, to recognize that you are part of his story here. And there's several aspects of the higher view that I invite you to see in this book, from the gifts that are around you that he has for you. Sometimes they don't feel like gifts when they first come into our life. They might feel like challenges, but mm-hmm. we then recognize them as gifts. And also for the fact that a lot of the pain and suffering that we specifically have experienced can be used to minister to other people in a very specific way that other people might not be able to. For instance, I was, as you know, I was single for a long time in my life. Unwanted. I really, never felt the call to singleness. I always wanted to be a mom and a wife. Didn't happen until really later in life. And I can identify with people and minister to people that have experienced some of that pain. So all of us have pain that we've been through that we maybe wouldn't have asked to go through, but God has a purpose in it. And there's wonderful stories in the book of how people have redefined their pain to minister to other people and seen the higher view in it, and beautiful stories. And then, of course, at the end of the book, I don't want to give too much away, but just this idea that when God brought you here, he had a story for you. And so often we look at other lives and we want those lives, but God is saying, I've given you this life for this amount of time. It's a small portion of time in eternity, and I'm inviting you to live it the difficulties, the hardships, the wonderful parts of it, all to my glory. And so that's really the invitation of the higher view.
Lori, don't we spend way too much time in the compare-o-rama game where you look around and you go, well, boy, I mean, I guess I would prefer to have this thing going on in my life than what I have. What you're saying is God's got such a distinctly unique story for you. And through your trial, God will equip you to do amazing things.
That's right. Well, you talked about the amount of time we spend on our phones, and most of it is social media, and that can be the worst because we're seeing partial truths about each other's lives and longing for other things. And God's saying, you know, get your eyes off your phone and start living that life. And besides, Bill might, you know, be stealing something from you. So
exactly.
You better open your eyes.
Exactly. And make me out to be the thief now. That's great. And your website is laurieshort.com, and you've got clips on there, and you can learn all about Lori and read her blog and check out her stuff. So thanks for being on the show, and always nice to talk to you, Lori.
Great to talk to you too, Bill.
All right, we'll take a short break and be right back with more of the show in just a minute. Early to bed and early to rise. Well, you're going to need the Early Morning Late Show on Faith Radio to find out what you missed.